Christmas night. He's the reason for the season. He's the purpose. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
You who are highly favored, the Lord our God is with you. Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You who are highly favored, the Lord our God is with you. Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And you will be with child, and you Son, and you will call his name Jesus. You will give birth to a son.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give unto him, the throne of his father David. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David.
In Luke 1, verses 46 to 56, we read these words that Mary said upon greeting her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he is mighty, hath done me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and rich hath he sent away empty. He has opened this servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He has spake to our fathers to Abraham and to his seed forever. Said to Mary, "Fear not, for the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will give birth to a son. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
Oh.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him with strips of cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Bye.
And the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
They spread the word, sharing all that they heard, that Jesus Christ was born that day. The people all heard, as they told them the word, that Jesus Christ was born that day. Somebody has to tell the world about Jesus. Somebody has to tell them he is the way. Somebody has to share the love of Jesus. Go and tell the people today.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. During the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him."
The wise men still seek the King of Kings. Wise men still seek the Lord. Just like the star that shone to light their way, he'll guide our footsteps with his light today. Wise men still seek the King of Kings. Wise men still seek the Lord. His light still shining to show us the way. Wise men, follow him today. Some people search for riches and wealth. They think the answer's in things they can afford. Some search for power, for fame, and for glory. Why don't they listen to my Lord? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the Lord. Wise men still seek the King of Kings. Wise men still seek the Lord. Just like the star that shone to light their way, he'll guide our footsteps with his light today. Wise men still seek the King of Kings. Yes, wise men still seek the Lord. His light still shining to show us the way. Wise men follow him. Just like the star that shone to light their way, he'll guide our footsteps with his light today. Oh, wise men still seek the King of Kings. Oh, wise men still seek the Lord. His light is shining to show us the way. Wise men still follow him today.
Wise men still follow him. They know that that baby born in that humble manger so many years ago is still the answer, even today. Maybe this Christmas can be different for you and your family. Not just an empty celebration with little ceramic nativity figures that we get out and dust off once a year, but looking at Christmas as a relevant, life-changing experience, the birthday of Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to earth to give us a more abundant life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This year, let's remember. Remember the manger, the shepherds, the stars, the wise men. Remember the angel and the stable. But most of all, let's give Christ his place in Christmas. But even more than that, let's give him a place in our hearts and in our lives.
The reason for Christmas is Jesus. Don't let Let's go.
this Christmas time I come to you. I need to talk to you today. I need to thank you that you came to earth, and that you came in such a humble way. You came to save a lost and lonely world. No other reason for your birth. And yet so often we forget you on this day. Lord, now there's just one thing I really need to say. I want to give you a special gift. I know it's all I have to give. I want this Christmas to be different than the rest. I know this present will affect the way I live. I want to give you a special gift, to say I love you by what I do. I want to offer back the life you've given me. I want to give myself to you. Special gift, to say I love you by what I do. I want to offer back the life you've given me. I want to give myself to you. I want to give myself.
For all of you out there who have never accepted this gift of love from our God, now is the perfect time for you to come to him while the Holy Spirit is stirring your heart. All you need to do is just bow your head and pray with me. Lord Jesus, I've lived a life that has been contrary to you, and I've lived a life as a sinner. I want you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Lord, I ask this in the precious name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. For with the mouth, confession is made, and with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And we know that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this is such a simple thing for anyone out there who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ to come and accept him. For God is offering you up his son, his love, and everlasting life. Amen. We know, Father, that I know that you are dealing with hearts now, and we know that there are some that will indeed will say yes to you. Jesus. We know, Father, and we ask this in the precious name of Jesus, for his sake, amen.
Amen.
Just like the star that shone to light their way, he'll guide our footsteps.